A new project in Toowoomba aims to talk with community members about their mental health and help them link with wellbeing services in the area. With the COVID-19 pandemic still affecting Australians, the Assisting Communities Through Direct Connection Project, or YES, ACDC, is going door to door to check in with locals. The ACDC project, run by Community Mental Health Australia, is visiting over 20 sites to improve community wellbeing and collect important data. David spoke with Community Mental Health Australia CEO Bill Guy about what has been called a really radical project.
Yeah, you're right, David. It is a really unusual approach. And the funders, when we first proposed it, was you're doing what? Yeah. And I think the novelty is that normally with services or mental health issues, etc., we usually wait until people are in some sort of need and they seek out a service, and then we get a sense of what the needs are. But here we've reversed the direction. We're going out directly to the people to find out how they are and do a kind of a check-in on them, and we're going directly to their homes and doing that door knocking, which is kind of like an old-fashioned method in a way. I'm sure in communities and villages of the past, some of the local people, elders, would have actually gone around and checked on people just to see how they are. And so, yes, we've reversed the direction, and it's turning out to be a brilliant way of connecting with people, which I'll talk about in a second.
You say that it's to combat the fact that, for the most part, people only look for or receive support or even seek it out when they're in crisis. Some people might say, well, isn't that the right time? What's wrong with that model?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And essentially what's wrong with the problem is the earlier you do something, right, the earlier you can actually start to take care of your mental health and well-being, then you're involved in a kind of more prevention stage of early intervention. And it's like anything, I guess if you wait until your car's broken down rather than actually putting in for a regular service, then you're going to have more trouble, and then indeed you might have to get a new car. So it's really a focus on prevention and early intervention and just raising people's awareness around mental health and wellbeing. There's a lot of stigma around this issue. We tend to be embarrassed and ashamed, and we don't talk about it. We keep it to ourselves, or we puff it up, we have pride in our resilience, etc. But the job is resilience is evil twin is burning out when you've just gone too far. And also, too, if you, you know, you don't take care of yourself as a well-being, you're not optimal in your ability to function in the world, in your relationships, in your work, etc. So really, it's the point that it's getting the right balance between looking after yourself and keeping up with your responsibilities in life. And so, yeah, we've certainly found that people have really responded well when they found there's somebody at the door, knocking on the door, and usually we'll precede that with a letterbox drop. I know everybody doesn't read stuff in their letterbox, it might be sort of a junk mail, but still, this little well-being delivered little poster arrives, so some people know we're coming. There's two people that are there, always male and female, and where we can always from the local community, if they're known, that's even better. And they've got a t-shirt on with a big logo where they identify themselves and a security tag and kind of knock on the door when people answer, which is about two-thirds of the time, by the way. That's about a third of the people are not home. That they introduce themselves, then usually the opening line is something or other like, after that one, don't worry, we're not trying to sell anything, and we're not from a religious organisation, we're not after your vote.
And then they relax.
Exactly, then people kind of relax. And after you know that little bit of a time it takes just to establish a rapport with people, we're finding that people really like the fact that somebody's gone to all the trouble to come to their door just to find out how they're going, and almost like, are you okay on steroids? And to have a conversation about well-being and even the conversation itself. But then sometimes people are there for an hour. The people really like it. We're, you know, almost sometimes having that, we're trying to get to a lot of people, having to kind of make plans to come back later. But people really like the fact that people are there to talk about well-being and have a bit of a conversation about them, because it's can be a lonely old world. And there's something funny about with people who you don't know well. It's not like you're giving confidences to a best friend or even a family member. Sometimes people will be even a little bit more open to somebody they know who's already assured them of the confidentiality. Yeah. Obviously, it's got a background in well-being and knows a little bit what to talk to you about, but also it's kind of a little bit of anonymous and can give them objective advice or just listen, which is one of the key things we do. And then, of course, we provide people with a pack of information, including a fridge magnet. Very, very proud of our fridge magnet. Nice big A3 fridge magnet, A4 fridge magnet, I should say. And then we can, if people want, we can also give them connection to a service. That doesn't happen all the time. We get people to sign a consent form that they're happy for us to give their information to somebody other, another service that we think they might benefit from. And I guess to that end, I should have said at the beginning, too, we spend a couple of months before we do this really getting a good map of all the local supports and services and community connection opportunities, you know, local and informal. It's not just all about psychologists and doctors and drugs, of course. It's all about sort of connection with others, the friendships, the community gardens, and the thousands of little things in the community that are really kind of there to help support people. So we got that map, and also we use local community organizations. So in the case of Toowoomba, we're working with Momentum Mental Health, great organization, with Ashy and Brett and Shannon. And so they've also got a bit of a good idea what's available. And that can be helpful because sometimes people just don't know what's available in their community. And so that's been pretty helpful. Of course, the other thing that we are doing is we are doing a survey at the same time, and that helps structure the conversation. We don't do it with absolutely everybody, if they don't need to, they want to on the flip side, but it's been really helpful, A, to get to some questions that you might not get to, but B, we're collecting information and data that will be really useful for the, particularly the 20 communities where we're piloting this process in Australia at the moment, and finding out not only what people's needs are, but whether or not there is the suitable local service and supports and why they might not access them. And indeed, we are identifying some significant gaps, which will be useful information for local planners to take into consideration in terms of, you know, what sort of supports. And it needs to be the full range of supports. As I said before, it's not just what people normally think of as mental health, but it's assistance with things like finance and housing and or even just social connections with people that are a bit sick of living alone. There's a lot of people that live alone. All those sorts of things that we call the social determinants of mental health are key to have local supports and services. So helping to identify where the gaps are there will be useful for this project and for the local communities, both regionally and even at a state level as well too, in Queensland and Toowoomba, and nationally as well too.
And Bill, I guess, you know, people who are listening, it'd be hard to deny that, you know, it's a solid thing, it's well thought out and it's badly needed and clearly from what you're saying, greatly appreciated. But at the moment, you're only effectively, I think I'm right, dealing with or doing this in two suburbs in Toowoomba. So as a pilot program, what are the prospects of it being rolled out a little bit more widely, both in Toowoomba and elsewhere across the state?
Well, we're hopeful, not confident, but very hopeful that it'll be seen to be a really useful way of connecting with people. I mean, normally how Australia assesses these things is that you have either the ABS adding questions to their standard surveys of mental health wellbeing, or you might have a hired company like Roy Morgan doing a telephone survey, and that's no substitute to this face-to-face connection. And so I'm hoping that both the funders and the planners will see that this, as I said right at the very beginning, slightly weird doing what way of connecting and finding out what really is happening is really useful. I mean, you think during difficult times when there's adverse events, just the structure of actually having trained as local people going door to door, so you make sure you do connect with every single household to find out what's happening for them. And providing them some assistance and advice. It's a really good model that we could add both to our emergency services as well as kind of mental health wellbeing services. So I'm hopeful that they pick up on it. But of course, in the world of politics and funding, there's lots of demands. And
that's right. Yeah.
We'll see what the powers that be make of it.
How long are your team in our area?
Well, the team will be there in the local area up to about June, and you can certainly have a look and see the pictures of the guys, and so I'd have much more information if you go to the website, acdc.org.au, acdc.org.au. There's lots of good information. We're lucky with that acronym ACDC. I did try to see if we get Angus Young to give the version of Highway to Health. I was going to ask you if we could redo the series for a month. He didn't respond to my Facebook request, so anyway, I'll give it a try.
In keeping with the optimistic theme, I would say he didn't respond yet.
Community Mental Health Australia CEO Bill Guy speaking there.